The first of those areas is what I like to call demand management. And that really is a question of what you buy, how much of it you buy, and how you describe the requirement. That really starts off the acquisition process, because what I ask industry to provide and the way I ask them to provide it generally drives the cost of what I'm going to get. So we're looking at exactly what it is we buy in terms of quantities, where it's bought, and how we describe what we buy, with an objective to getting some insight into how we best articulate that requirement to get the best deal with industry.
Part of that demand management is you guys have a requirement review board. How does that work?
The people who own the resources are sitting down with the folks who work for them, who execute the resources, and they're asking some very, very simple questions like, what are you buying? How much are you buying? What is it costing you? And do we really need to buy as much as we're buying?
Now, are you talking about the chief financial officer types, or are you talking about the program management?
I'm talking about anybody in the department that's empowered to spend resources in fulfillment of a mission.
This board has been around for how long, and maybe can you give me a sense of what maybe has already been run through it?
First of all, they're much like our entire organization. They're highly decentralized, and we've been doing them probably for about 6 months or so. And I think it's very impressive to note that this didn't start as a centralized policy initiative, but we had folks that said, hey, if we're really going to structure this to run efficiently and effectively, we've just got to ask these questions. So I don't want to comment on things that have run through it, primarily because each one of these is kind of a little macro board in and of itself, and we get too far down into the weeds early.
The other thing about these is you guys have also looked at some processes that maybe weren't as efficient as you'd hoped for. Is that kind of something that is the end goal here? Is to say, as you said, are we buying this as efficiently as possible? Or is there ways to change how we're buying to maybe either save money or buy something less?
Our primary goal is to be effective. We have a mission. That mission is to act as the military implement of the national security strategy. So the first thing we ask about is warfighter effectiveness. And then once we've talked about effectiveness, we talk about efficiency. Efficiency has, a renewed emphasis in this environment as the size of government is open to public debate. But I've got to emphasize that the first question we'll always ask is, are we being effective on behalf of the American people in fulfilling our mission?
Another key area is around acquisition strategy. Give me a sense of what you're looking at around acquisition strategy.
Acquisition strategy really ties in many ways to the event that we had today. So we had a room full of vendors. Each of them has a different business model. Uniformly, in their particular product or service segment, they constitute an industry. So it's important to understand how that industry is constituted, how they do business, what motivates their behavior to provide good products or services at a reasonable price at the quality we're looking for. So what we're really trying to do is we're really trying to understand how industry behaves, how it's constituted, and how it motivates it, so we can formulate the right strategy to buy from that particular industry.
You guys are going down through the product service codes to see maybe which areas could be moved to. I know your favorite word, strategic sourcing. How does that relate back to acquisition strategy?
I go back to my earlier comment. So every sourcing decision ought to be a strategic sourcing decision. It's really a matter of understanding what capabilities we need, who we buy those capabilities from, and what motivates them to give us those capabilities at the most efficient cost, at the quality, and it's on the schedule we need. So we've gone through the spend, and we understand in going through the spend that there are probably some areas that are, if you will, more susceptible to a revised business strategy than others. I only have one place to buy a nuclear aircraft carrier. So I have a lot less degrees of freedom around that than I do, say, buying professional services.
Two other areas that you're looking at is around contract formulation, contract administration, and I imagine those are related. Give me a sense of what you guys are looking at in those two areas.
Well, contract formation really is driven by what goes into a request for proposal. So it's the terms, it's the conditions, the level of competition, in, my source selection approach, am I going to go best value, am I going to go low price technically acceptable? So those are the sorts of issues that we deal with when we talk about contract formation. What are the elements that we're really in the deal that we need, and the elements, really comprise constraints, if you will, that industry is going to have to bid against. Contract administration is really more about how this all works after the deal is done. Are we, doing the right thing? Are we being a good partner with industry to make sure that we're giving them what they need to be effective partners in performing and delivering goods and services? But just as importantly, are we doing the things we need to do as a government to hold their feet to a fire, to hold them accountable for what they promised to do in the contract formation phase?
Each of these five areas are being focused upon by the Navy, by the contracting folks, but also by I imagine the program folks as well. What is the end result that you're looking for?
It's efficiency and effectiveness, certainly first and foremost. And, and I include in that context an execution of national policy around all the issues involving public procurement.
What kind of impact are you seeing from the focus of across these five areas?
I hesitate to put a dollar value on it because that's a little tough to gauge. But I'm very encouraged because what I'm seeing is a change in behavior. I'm seeing people, come to work every day and be more thoughtful about how they're spending the dollars they've been entrusted with. And that's very, very encouraging. I'm also seeing the next generation of acquisition professionals starting to learn these lessons, in their formative years. And that gives me a great deal of confidence when old guys like me are gone, that we'll give them the right value set to the next generation of acquisition professionals.
Aside from these five areas, is there one or two other things that from a Navy-wide standpoint you guys are really focusing on around acquisition to improve it, to become more effective, to be more efficient?
As my boss likes to say, you improve the system one deal at a time. And so what are we working on? Hey, we're working on getting the requirements right. We're working on making every dollar count, raising the bar on performance, making sure that we have an industrial base to go to, rebuilding the acquisition workforce. So those are his goals. And we do those one at a time, one deal at a time, one speech at a time, one meeting at a time. And that's, I think that's the only way you can do it.